gentlemen, hello. Hello.
Nagyon jó koncertre számítok, már nagyon régóta szerettem volna őket élőben hallani és látni. Régi nagy kedvenceim.
80-as évek óta, amióta Mezoforte létezik, tulajdonképpen végigkísértük. Szinte évente jelentek meg lemezei, és először hozta azt a hangzást, amit mi szerettünk.
Édesapám nagyon sok helyi ezt hallgatta, mert még mindig óriási rajongója, és hát átragadt a lelkesedés.
Ez volt az egyik zene, amit beraktam, és ő volt az egyetlen egy pasi, aki tudta, hogy mi ez a zene. És hogy hanyas, meg egyáltalán, hogy mi az, hogy Mezoforte. Úgyhogy ez volt a megismerkedésünk is, és ez most mindjárt 10 éve.
Szóval ez a zene nem csak a Garden Partyról szól, bár nagyon jó feelingje van, azért itt nagyon komoly zenei mélységekbe lehet elmenni.
very young and we had our first concert. We needed a name for the band and somebody suggested Mezzo Forte. We said, yeah, that's not bad. So we used it and we're still using it. So it doesn't really have a direct reference to our music. It doesn't mean that we never go beyond a certain level of intensity or never below, you know. Not all our music is mezzo forte. We also play pianissimo even and fortissimo. You know, it's a name. It's quite a good name.
We met each other like typical kids do, you know. Me and the bass player, we were together in school, and the other two guys, they knew each other for through some other channels. So basically, it was the two pairs of people that got together.
The first decision was just to play together, to jam, and we were going to the garage, you know, and stay there for hours and hours and play. And
we were very enthusiastic about playing our instruments as well as we could.
I was about 14 years old when I started thinking about playing the bass instrument. I listened to a group called Earth, Wind and Fire, and that's when I decided I wanted to be a bass player.
The band has been just a big part of our lives, you know, and ever since 1983, since 1983 when Garden Party was a worldwide hit, it's been impossible to break it up, and so it has become a very big part of who we are as people, and everything we do is partly based on our experience being with this band and playing all around the world, you know. So it's been an incredible journey, so to speak.
Called fusion music, which means it's a blend of many things. And I think that what got us together, the first four of the band, was that we were listening to the same kind of music. So it was rock with Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin, and then we were listening to jazz rock, which was Return to Forever, Chick Corea, Stanley Clarke, Aldi Meola, and other things similar to that, and Earth, Wind & Fire, and we like this same kind of music.
These bands like Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin, I mean, they were not only just rock bands, but they were just really great musicians, you know, and really great bands. So we were inspired by that as well.
From there, we kind of worked our way backwards into the jazz of the 40s and the 50s and 60s, you know, the Miles Davis era, and that kind of fed the jazz and the improvisational side of our music. But as far as the beat and the rhythm and the more current elements, we grew up listening to funk music and rock and the pop music of our era, and I guess all these influences come together to form the style of mezzo forte. We don't fit the bill of a jazz band as such, you know, because our music is so structured. And but there is an element of jazz, the improvisational elements, although the solos are mostly quite short and structured, they are sort of, they are derived from the jazz category. And on some songs we kind of stretch out, and then we turn into a kind of a jazz band for a while. And also the harmony and some aspects there come from the jazz. But obviously, you know, jazz is a very broad term, and it's always expanding, and jazz is able to merge with different styles. That's why you got jazz rock, jazz funk, acid jazz, and all those elements, because jazz players keep trying to look for more sort of current elements to mix their music with.
Even if some of our songs are a bit smoother, you know, we try to keep the energy level up, and so usually, you know, a lot of our music is quite energetic, and but Garden Party and some of the songs that were we made around this time in the 80s were very sort of funk Latin happy music, you know, like a lot of percussion and horns, and so I suppose that's sort of a trademark of this band, you know, it's sort of funky happy melodies with energetic grooves.
And then there's also a side which is more kind of introvert and more involved, and then there's the more fusion side and the more rock side, so we have kind of like different corners that we go into.
Well, it's a very warm music, and you know, in actual fact it's quite bizarre because we come from a cold country. Of course, we've had our periods. I mean, there was one period where we were kind of experimenting with acid jazz, because acid jazz was the thing to do. You know, everybody was trying out acid jazz. You know, in the UK, in London. So we made one record that is quite acidy. But we realized that this is really not our strongest side. You know, so we kind of reversed back into our roots.
Mezzo Forte hasn't produced that many. I mean, through 30 years, we've made 12 records, and we haven't, you know, released every year. So we always take a break in between.
Yeah, big breaks.
Yeah, sometimes big breaks. In the last years, there was a long break between.
A huge break.
Yeah, it was between Monkey Fields in 97, which was released, and then we didn't make another record until 2004. But we worked on different things in between. When we come together as Mezzo Forte, it's good fun, and the creative process is quite easy. I say not easy, but it's enjoyable. You know,
the best periods for me is that when we are creating new music, and we are creating and experimenting and writing new songs. So those are my favorite periods.
When we play together and jam, and that's how we work. When we work on music, we play and we learn the music by ear, and that's when we sort of each individually, the drummer comes up with his part, and I think about something to match with his, and the keyboard player and the guitar player, we all sort of create our separate parts, but becomes one when we practice it. Sometimes the writer brings the song, and he has sometimes just the basic idea, the melody and the chords, and then the rest is put together by the band, and sometimes the writer comes in with a certain idea for the bass and certain for the drums, and it's never completely the same, you know. It's most of it is collaboration.
Thank you.
What is mezzoforte now?
It is the fact that we can travel from Iceland to Europe, go all over Europe, and there are quite a lot of people who like to come to our concerts and listen to our music, which is for us a very special thing, you know. There are many, many groups which want to have this opportunity, and we are very lucky to be able to do that, so we are thankful for that.
Happy music, I guess. That's the key element, I guess, that a lot of people associate with is it's happy music. It's energetic and it's happy, and it's got like memorable melodies.
Mezzoforte is it's still the original idea of this band. I mean, we try to stick to the four people that started this, and there's always the three people touring. One of the guys is not touring, but he's very much involved in the band, and he's still writing music for us, and he's playing with us in the studio.
We've never been very popular in Iceland. We've been more popular outside of Iceland, much more popular.
Why?
I don't understand.
We just keep writing music and experimenting, you know, within our comfort zone, I guess, you know, and then every now and then we reach out. If there's somebody brings something, hey, well, how about trying this, whether it's a new gadget or some new method of doing things, you know. We just keep open to that and we see where it leads us. We don't really have a business plan that says, hey, next year we're going to do this kind of record or that kind of record. We just sort of keep it sort of open. We'll be right back. live music will always have a future, because I mean, I think there's always something happening when an audience comes and watches and listens to people play their instruments live, you know. Electronic music, I don't know. I mean, I've been to a few concerts myself where people are performing electronic music, and you know, of course there are different levels of that, but in some cases it's just like, you know, watching a couple of people with computers and, you know, what's happening, who's doing what, you know, where's the live element in that, you know. So to me, I mean, it's very important to connect with a live audience.
We don't want to be playing for no people, we want to be playing for a lot of people.
No two concerts are the same. There's always something going to happen tonight that wasn't there last night, you know, for better or for worse, you know. But I mean, that's the magic of a live performance, is always going to appeal to people, you know. There's something, there's a connection between the band and the audience. Every generation has its own preferences, you know, and we grow older like everybody else, and our loyal fans grow older with us, you know. Of course we'd like to gain new younger fans, you know, but that's just the thing that's sort of not really it's a bit beyond our control. If we get if we make some music that gets played on the radio, then we can sort of expand our audience.
We have tried through the years to do different things, to have vocals and do different versions of songs and mix, and but some of it has been okay, but some of it hasn't worked. But now it's I think we are just doing what we like to do, and if the young people connect to it, that's fantastic, and that's great for us, you know. But I don't think we try especially anymore. We just try to make good music that we enjoy playing and listening to.
Eyþór Gunnarsson. I play the keyboards. The bass player is Jóhann Ásmundsson. The drummer is Gulli Brím. The three of us are the founders of the band,
yeah,
along with our fourth founder, who's not playing with us tonight. Then we have a young Icelandic saxophone player, Óskar Guðjónsson, and we have two Germans, Bruno Müller on guitar and Sebastian Studnitsky on keyboards and trumpet.
we are a one-hit band because we've only had one hit.
That was a dance hit, you know. In its time, it was a dance record. It was like related to the funk music of the time. Obviously, it's related to Earth and the Fire, so it was a dance hit, and people were dancing to that in the clubs.
It was very important for us. I mean, Garden Party was our hit, and we are still playing Garden Party, and people want to hear Garden Party. That's why we are here. It represents Mezzo Forte, absolutely, yes. Because this has all the elements that Mezzo Forte wants to be. You know, the rhythm and the percussion and the brass and the melody and the solos, everything is in this one song. This song has been, going with us for now almost 25 years. And it's still fun to play it, because people enjoy it.
I think that's what people appreciate with this band, is that we have a certain sound, and we have a certain groove, and we have certain melodies and arrangements. And people appreciate that, you know. So we're not too keen on making any drastic changes, I mean, in our direction. Although hopefully we will develop as time goes by, you know, we will try to develop and keep up with the times.
Always best for an artist to try to stay true to his own vision, you know. And if you have a hit, then I mean, if the fashion tends to swing your way, you know, it's best if you keep a straight line because fashion goes in circles. You keep your line, you know. Maybe you cross paths with the fashion one day, you know. That's what happened to us in the 80s. We were right there, we were in the right place at the right time, doing our thing, because we didn't plan to have a hit. Garden Party was just another Mezzo Forte song, and there was a hit, you know. We just keep doing what we want to do. We play music to please ourselves and to please our audience, and we, of course, we're open to good ideas. We keep doing our music, and if we have a hit, great. If not, we still keep on playing.
Will you play it here?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. We play it every night.
Thank you very much. Mezzoforte from Iceland. Say thank you to Budapest. You are fantastic. Thank you for coming out tonight. And you've been great. So good and wonderful to get to play for you. Thank you.
Kíváncsi vagy, mit csinálnak mások ugyanebben a pillanatban? 200 000 ölelkeznek. 250 000 új lépést tanulnak. És sokan valami szépet rajzolnak. Miért ne tűnhetnének el a köztünk lévő határok? A Magyar Telekom T-Home és T-Mobile márkái révén könnyen osztozhatsz a közösség élményeiben. TV, internet, telefon, otthon és bárhol. Magyar Telekom. Együtt veled.
Kicsit több lett. Maradhat?
Nem maradhat.
Csökkentse súlyfeleslegét Cefamodarral.
Csökkenti az étvágyat, segít az önmegtartóztatásban. Homeopátiás gyógyszer. Vén nélkül kapható a patikában. Cefamodar. Hatékony súlycsökkentés, természetes módon. A kockázatokról és mellékhatásokról olvassa el a betegtájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelő orvosát gyógyszerészét.
Kínzó fej vagy hátfájás. Nekem ilyenkor minden perc számít. Én csak az Advil Ultra Forte-ban bízom.
A forradalmian új Advil a folyadék erejével elmossa a fájdalmat. A light zselatin kapszulából a hatóanyag több mint kétszer gyorsabban szívódik fel, mint a hagyományos ibuprofen tablettából. Kipróbáltam, tényleg hat. Gyorsan és akár 8 órán át.
Sokan kipróbálták. Győződjön meg ön is az Advil erejéről. Új két darabos kiszerelés.
A kockázatokról és mellékhatásokról olvassa el a betegtájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelő orvosát, gyógyszerészét.
Ciao!
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 Nincsen búcsú drága kaszkójának. Teljes körű kaszkó havi 3241 forinttól a Jennertelnél. Kérjen ajánlatot most 0640 30 40 50. Jennertel, kaszkó és kötelező biztosítás.
A legtöbb kutatást az aspirinnel végezték a gyulladásgátló fájdalomcsillapítók közül. Hatékonysága széles körűen bizonyított.
Mindannyian bízunk az aspirinben.
Megszünteti a fejfájást. Csillapítja az izomfájdalmat és a gyulladást. Az ízületi panaszokat is enyhíti. Vegyél be egy aspirint, neked is hatni fog.
Az aspirin a hétköznapokban is bizonyított. Aspirin, a fájdalomcsillapítás szakértője. A kockázatokról és a mellékhatásokról olvassa el a betegtájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelő orvosát, gyógyszerészét.
Mostantól ingyenes a bankszámlám. Megérte átjönnöm.
És ön mit szólna hozzá? Citibank 0 forintos bankszámlák. Ingyenes számlavezetés, pénzfelvétel bárhol az országban, átutalások és bankkártya. Az ingyennél nincs jobb ajánlat. Citibank. Váltsuk valóra.
Amikor hasmenéssel indul a reggel, döntenünk kell. Otthon ülve várjuk, hogy elmúljon, vagy Imodiumot veszünk be. Miért kockáztatnánk, hogy kárba veszten egy nap? Legyen kezében az irányítás. Legyen kéznél Imodium. A kockázatokról és a mellékhatásokról olvass el a betegtájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelőorvosát, gyógyszerészét.
Ágastál az életet, csak simogass meg, és átszáll rád a derű. Mi megfogadjuk a bohóc tanácsát, sőt, még szarvasbőgést is hallgatunk a Zselic erdeiben. Felkeressük egykori betyárok ükonokáit, és utána járunk egy titokzatos kaposvári legendának. Meg persze simogatunk is, vasárnap reggel a főtérben.
Első nagy generációjából Adi volt, aki a teljes odaadással lehetett lelkesedni. Babics volt, akit mélységesen lehetett tisztelni. És Kosztolányi volt, akit nagyon lehetett szeretni. Nélküle nincs nyugat és nyugatos szellemiség. Hogy ma olvassuk-e, szeretjük-e, értjük, vagy éppen félreértjük-e Kosztolányi Dezsőt, arról Tóth Krisztinával és Egressy Zoltánnal fogok beszélgetni.
Egy jó ügy érdekében.
Kabulba repülök, hogy találkozzak egy afgán lánnyal. Pilóta akar lenni.
Egyesek bármit megtesznek.
Egy évet és több ezer nehezen megkeresett koronát szántam erre az útra, és lehet, hogy hiába.
És ha kell, minden akadályon átverekszik magukat.
Illegálisan repülünk be az amerikai hadiövezetbe, ezért azonnal felfedeznek. Nagyon forró lett a lábam alatt a talaj.
Egy dán pilótanő hihetetlen utazása. Mosoly a háborús övezetben. Kedden 21 óra 10 perckor az M1-en.
Bach? Ő meg kicsoda? Varnus Szavér 9 részes sorozata a zenetörténelem legnagyobb komponistájáról. Az utókor ítélete. Kedden este az M1-en. Kepes András, októbertől újra az M1-en.
Gyerekkoromban a meséket szerettem. Most meg a különös történeteket.